Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tuesday, the 9th of May. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? What are you clicking on right now? Stop your clicking and start thinking. Stop your clicking. I'm one of those, Jay will tell you, Jennifer will tell you, I'm a clickbaiter. I am a clicker. I see something and I'll follow it down the rabbit hole until I find out that where I'm going, no man before me has gone. It's like going with Shatner out into the Star Trek world. No man has gone. Well, that's not really true. They set it up, they, whoever they are, so that you can, you know, you'll see something like, I want to know more about Kevin Costner and his divorce. Is he having an affair or not? And, of course, that's what the headline is. But then when you get into the story, there's nothing in there about whether he's getting a divorce or not.
It's like two sentences, and then you have to click the next button. And yes. Then there's three more sentences, and then you have to click the next button again.
85 different ads that are stuck in there for all kinds of things. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Gracie winner Jay Kirshner to the microphone this hour of the Good Day program. I've never won an award for anything. What's the story with that?
We need to change that. That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. After all this time, maybe I'm not just a... If some of these awards are mundane, but the Gracies are not. It's all about women in radio and television, and so Jay's right up there with the best of them. But then you knew that because you've been listening for a while. Speaking of listening, Charles Barkley is a very interesting character, and he's been quoted. One of the things about clicking, there's a podcast for everything, right? There's an article, there's a podcast. Everybody's got something to say about everything. But I thought what he said, especially now we're in the baseball season, and there are a lot of broadcasters who are trying to figure out, in terms of baseball, the games have been shortened. So the broadcasters have a lot of information they want to get across, but they haven't got time to do it anymore. Anybody notice that? Have you gone to a baseball game and seen how it's moving along faster? It went slower and then it went faster.
Yeah.
So was that because people were complaining the games were too long? I didn't see any. There was no lack of people, at least here at Fenway Park, no lack of people going to the games.
Yeah, I don't recall anybody ever complaining. And it also makes you think, are they losing money at these stadiums because there's less time to be there
now?
Right.
You can't buy so many hot dogs. Get your hot dogs, yeah. That's what they say at Fenway Park. Get your ice cold Coke, yeah. Hot dogs. Yeah, okay, anyway. So the reason I brought that up is because Charles Barkley has been focused, for whatever the reason, on sports play-by-play. And he's quoted as saying that it's the stupidest thing on the radio, which is kind of a stunning thing. When you think about it, he said, I never listen to sports on the radio. I never watch sports on television. It's too mundane. So anyway, this guy says, I've never listened to a single radio call of any sport. Nothing.
You'd rather go to the games, right?
Well, I think there's some of that there, but then not everybody can go. And oftentimes, depending on where you sit, you get a better view by watching the game on television than you do by going and sitting in the nosebleed section.
Well, especially with baseball. I know a lot of people that will have headphones in and they're listening to the game while they are at the game, depending on the seats.
Right. Used to do that in Boston when Johnny Most was calling the Celtics games. Nobody would listen to the play-by-play announcer. They would always listen to Johnny Most. You could see people in every row who had a radio, and they had the radio up to their ear listening to Johnny Most. Most do his, Havlicek stole the ball, or whatever else he would come with. So, apparently most Americans don't agree with what the aforementioned critic, Mr. Barkley, has said, because so far, In terms of football, I'll give you a few numbers here. Football last season had 56 million Americans listening to radio broadcasts of the games pretty much every week, right? That's more than people watching it on television. And the numbers hold up about the same for, and actually a little bit more, for baseball. There are more games. It measures a little differently. Basketball, not so much. Hockey, who wants to listen to a hockey game? Who wants to go to hockey? Why do people even like hockey?
Well, anybody could argue that for any sport. If no, it's not your sport, you're just not into it.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I just thought that was a strange thing for him to say. All right, speaking of strange things, our friends the Chinese, putting friends, of course, in to, James, I caught myself there, putting the Chinese. You know, see, you're a bad influence on me. All the gerundims are going away.
But you're a good influence on me, so it
I am a good influence. There you go. All right, so the Chinese have some strange spacecraft that was up and down, up for 276 days. Nobody quite knows what it is or was. It was experimental, according to the Chinese, but it was out in orbit for 276 days. China's state radio said that it completed a test of a reusable space unit. The technology, other than that, was not explained. I'm thinking they're up to no good, as they usually are. And who knows? They want to get to the moon before we get to the moon. Now, there's that. We're going to be the world. We're going to dominate the world.
Yeah,
we're going.
The space race continues.
Yeah, right.
But what do you
it
think?
Was the Russians before.
Yeah, and what do you think? It's kind of one of those things of, well, the space race of getting there first already is over. Mm. Let's just all be planet Earth and on the same team, because we're all kind of doing
right.
the same thing. And I think
exactly.
we do see a lot of that with
yeah.
some.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it depends. We're very, with the Europeans, Canadians, we're very cooperative. There's a lot of the same being on the same page. Now, sometimes there are disagreements, but for the most part, I feel sometimes that Canada is almost a part of the United States. Don't you kind of, in a way, feel like the Canadians? It's a lot of people go up there because they don't like our politics. They live for a while and then they come back down here. I remember when Alec Baldwin said, when George Bush was like, "I'm moving to Canada," but he didn't. But there, you know, there's all of that. Speaking of Canada, there are a lot of out of control wildfires causing a real problem. Fire crews up there, you may have seen this, seen some of the video, the dark smoke battling the wildfires. Western Canada started on Sunday. There's some rain out there now, but there could be the when the rain goes away, depending on how dry it is. This is out in Alberta, which is a beautiful Saskatchewan, all those areas. 108 active fires in that part of the country. They evacuated about 30,000 people. It looks like they've evacuated about 55 or 60,000 people across the province. The out-of-control wildfires are in British Columbia, which is further west. It's Alberta, Saskatchewan, and then British Columbia when you're heading west. And so people have left their homes out there. High winds are the problem. And so is the high winds continue.
The high winds, yeah, they'll get you.
Right. Yep, and certainly over there. So we think we're the only ones who have these problems. No, and that's not at all.
Well, how long ago was it with Australia, where it was almost like all of Australia was
burning
on fire?
Yeah, right, exactly. So in a way, if there aren't people involved and there aren't buildings involved, it's good because it cleans up the old growth and makes new growth come. That's good as long as it doesn't affect anybody, and it doesn't, there's a lot of, it is a plus and a minus depending on where it is. And so, but the risks these days, because people are moving out into areas not only in America, but up in Canada, they're trying to get further out. I had dinner the other day with a fellow who bought 700 acres out in Colorado, and he is 70 miles from the nearest town. Okay, think about that. How many of you, maybe there are people listening to this program now who live in that circumstance, right? Would you say that that would be something you'd like to do? I'm not sure I'd like. I like living out in the country, but I don't think, Mm-hmm. You're right.
Well, it's like on one side, it's like, well, if you have to go to the grocery store, it's kind of a hefty drive. But when you have that much land, you have your own grocery store on your property, I'm sure. Have your own.
There's that. Mm-hmm. But you don't have a year-round supply unless you do what the old-timers did and find a root. You can build a root cellar or put things in a cold cellar, potatoes. Yeah, a greenhouse. But then there are those people who, the Amazon delivers, so they buy their food online, which is something that appalls me, frankly. I've said that pretty regularly whenever I get a chance, frankly. All right, other fire problems. Gold mine down in Peru. Fires killed 27 workers down there. It was an overnight shift. The mining company has said that 175 workers had been evacuated, but the other 27, not so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you think about that. These deep in the ground, as is, I used to be more claustrophobic than I am, but I can't imagine. I remember going into a cave once someplace. I don't remember where it was. It wasn't in this country. It may have been in Israel, or may have been somewhere, not important to the story, and feeling so claustrophobic, I wanted to get out of there. Now, if you go visit the Sphinx or the Great Pyramids,
we go inside.
Oh, but you just have no room. And then you go down deep into the ground. Ah! So, and there's a lot of that in Peru. So that's something that is just, I don't know, gives you the willies when you think about it. Here's something when you think about it, does nothing but good. The situation with losing weight and creating a body that you would really like to have. Here's something you can be thankful for. After 26 years, these people at Calitrin are still going strong. There are thousands of testimonials when you go to toploss.com, their website, that speak to the effectiveness of Calitrin, which is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. It is really, it's a great, great way for you to just relax and do something that's good for you. Think about yourself here and use Calitrin to take the weight off and keep it off. Go to toploss.com for all the great deals and free shipping. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, Doug.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Leroy, 71's back up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
Three more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, it's 23 after the hour. Call to action time when it comes to social media. I'm going back in my mind, Jay, to when this all started. I think if you go back to the social media boom of 2005, 2006, 2007, that was, you know, the stuff that was behind the curve got out in front of the curve. And now there, you know, people are connecting all over the place. I think the reach is good. Sometimes it's helpful. We spend time talking about some of these celebrities, and I don't know, other than satisfying your curiosity, what really it does, but it makes for interesting conversation. That's the focus at the moment on Britney Spears, who's back again because of this book. And there seems to be a problem with the book for whatever the reason. I think we'll dig into that and find out exactly what the problem is right after this.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Ms. Britney Spears, the brutally honest book that she's writing has been put on hold because some of the people she's writing about don't like the idea that they may be included in the book. So this is a big-time book. If it's anything published by Simon & Schuster, you know that that's going to be a moneymaker. A lot of people are interested.
And this is Britney Spears. Like, anything she does is going to be a moneymaker.
Yeah, right, exactly. So there have been some letters, it looks like, Jay, that have been written to the publishers from people who are not identified.
Some strongly worded legal letters.
Like, we're going to sue you if this stuff appears.
Yeah, apparently some A-listers are concerned on what may be in this quote-unquote brutally honest
book. I think Justin Timberlake is among them. He was one of her first big dates, right?
See, I feel like he might not be because there's been so much about the relationship that has already come out over the years.
Was it a good relationship? Or?
They were the big one that I think when they broke up, a lot of the fans were like so crushed because they were Britney and Justin and all of this stuff. But when they broke up, there were a lot of allegations against each other. They both did songs and music videos that kind of made their own claim. So I kind of feel like there's not much more that could come out about him necessarily, but there might be other people.
Yeah.
And the book has apparently had no forward movement. It's on hold. No idea when it would be able to come out. But at the same time, this is Britney Spears we were talking about. If she has been silenced for so long that she might just take it upon herself and unleash all holy Hades on social media and just go ahead and be like, you know what? Fine. I won't make money off my tell-all memoir. I will just put this on Instagram.
Right. All right. So anyway, you have Paris Hilton. Is she worried? Madonna? Selena Gomez?
No, they were at her wedding. They're friends of hers. I don't think that if she did have anything to say, they would probably already approve of it.
So is she doing this all herself, or she's working with a ghostwriter, somebody who can help her put a sentence together? Is she not that good at that sort of thing?
She's worked with a ghostwriter in the past, I believe. So, this will probably be the same.
All right, boys and girls, if you're on the edge of your seat and wondering what is going to happen with this book, you're going to wait for a while longer. I'm expecting they'll have to come out with a book sooner or later. But right now, niet. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Reading your pet's body language. Every animal has his own natural and instinctive behavior. The way he holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears, all are part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moods and feelings about ourselves by the way we sit with arms crossed or loose, stand straight or leaning on one hip, tilt our head while listening to a conversation. The same is true for our animal posture and movement. It's no accident that your dog always makes eye contact with you when he wants to go out, or that your cat rolls over and acts playful after a meal, or yawns and stretches before getting up from a nap. If you learn to translate your pet's language into terms you can understand, you'll have a far better relationship and become a much better pet therapist. One of the first things I recommend to any of my clients is spend time watching your pets. The more you watch them, the more you'll understand what their body language is all about. Remember, pets communicate more with their body than their voice. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizzy. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizzy, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizzy is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizzy. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizzy, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzy.com or call...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is set to meet with leaders on both sides of the aisle to discuss the looming crisis over the debt ceiling, with time running out to reach a deal. Biden on NBC News over the weekend.
The MAGA Republicans really have put him in a position where, in order to stay Speaker, he has to agree, he's agreed to things that maybe he believes, but are just extreme.
Speaker of the House McCarthy says government spending is unsustainable.
We're at 120% of GDP in debt. We've only been here during World War II. That means our debt's larger than our economy. With another 20%.
Israel has carried out a series of strikes on Gaza, killing at least 13 people, including 3 members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement. Palestinian authorities say women and 4 children were among the dead. Reports from the region say more than 40 Israeli planes carried out attacks for nearly 2 hours, starting at 2 a.m. this morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Ba 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 da ba da ba 34 after the hour. I can almost put anything to music. Doug and Jay, or Jay and Doug. Jug.
I like it.
It's the Jug program. How do you do? Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, your boats, your RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. 800 Progressive. With an 800 in front of it, then you know you got to use the phone, right? Or if you use the .com, you know you go online, progressive.com. That's where you find all the info that's fit to hear and to know regarding that part of the program. We have to have some advertisers in order to keep the bills paid. You know how that works. The optimistic start to as many portions of the program as possible is something that the program is known for. Benjamin Franklin helps us out with a positive thought. Quote, a long life may be good enough, but a good life is long enough. I like them apples. Right? You like that?
I like that. That's beautiful.
Life. Yeah, it is kind of nice. You know, this past weekend I went to Lorton, Virginia to a wedding. Phil McGeehan, who had been in the chair before James was in the chair, and is really somebody who I've become, you know, you work closely with somebody, you become friendly with them. So he had his he had the reception, he had the wedding and the reception at the George Mason Plantation in Virginia. And so as I was walking around, I just took in the sights and I went into the buildings and I saw lots of different things that were pertinent to our history. And one of them, about the time of, well, Benjamin Franklin actually came along a little bit after. Mason was first. So there are all kinds of things that are in the various exhibition halls, including Mason's Declaration of Rights. Not the Declaration of Independence, but the Declaration of Rights, which were the priority and the foundation of what the Declaration of Independence was written on. For example, the things that Mason came up with, a lot of people don't realize this, he said first that all people are equally free. They have a right to life, liberty, a chance to own things, and to try to be happy and safe. However, even though he talked against slavery, he still had slaves, which I found interesting. He also said the three branches of government should be separate. This is his idea. Elected officials should understand the problems of everyday citizens. People elected should serve for only a few years, so they remember what it's like to be an ordinary citizen. Hello, where is he today? George Mason, let's get him back. Right? This is something one of the founding, he was one of the founding fathers, but he did not sign the Declaration of Independence because he didn't like some of the things that were in it. But these were his, these contributions were his here. Liberty or a free government can be kept only by following the fundamental principles of justice, moderation, frugality, and virtue. Don't see that in the Declaration of Independence. All right, these are some of the things said by George Mason. He also said, we have freedom from attacks on our honor and reputation. These are, again, some of the philosophies of one of the most important founding fathers. Citizens have the right to change the government if it's doing a bad job. How about that? Citizens have a right to meet their representatives.
Hey, yes.
All have freedom from being forced to marry against their will. That was pretty interesting. Citizens have the right to vote. These are all things, some of them were included in the Constitution, some were not. People have the right to freedom from unreasonable searches. Right? You recognize some of this stuff, right? Some of it is part of the Constitution and some of it isn't. He said he wrote his own Declaration of Rights, said the Declaration protects freedom of religion. All Americans are protected from arbitrary seizures of property. So you see how many of his ideas did get into the Constitution. All have the right to bear arms. All have freedom of speech. People have the right to trial by jury. I think this is fascinating. If I knew it, I didn't remember it, frankly. So you can go to the plantation's called Gunston Hall. You can go where the hall's at Gunston. It's the farm is called Gunston. G-U-N-S-T-O-N hall.org. And you can see some of the revolutionary ideas that he had, what made it into the Constitution and what didn't, why he didn't sign the Constitution. I spent about an hour walking around and educating myself to what I probably knew when I was studying this stuff in college, but I've forgotten it. You know, you forget a lot of these things. But he was more, and he did write what became sort of the Constitution for the state of Virginia, describing a lot of these rights, pretty much all of them, were in to the foundation of the government of the state of Virginia. There's a university in Washington named for him, George Mason University. A lot of people go to that. So, anyway, there it is. The history of America in no small way getting away from the British.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we see, it's very interesting and amusing to see all the interest in England now. It's appropriate, not just the same language, but because our heritage, our history, much of it comes from there, although we're becoming more of a melting pot. I don't know. It used to be, when I was in school, they called it a melting pot. I think it's more of a mosaic because everybody comes here and they kind of want to be like they were back home. So I think to myself every once in a while, if you want to keep what you had back home, why did you come over here? You came
here.
Well,
I think it's also not just part of back home, but a part of themselves.
They're
not necessarily running away from themselves, but something else. Not running away from something, something, running towards a better life. And America kind of really has that, comparatively speaking.
Yeah. But I'm wondering out loud now if it's not being watered down and it's becoming, I think it's being watered down because I think it is. There's too much protection for ideas that are not essentially American ideas. That's why people come here, in a manner of speaking. But there's still a lot of hoopla about the coronation, the fact that some of the things that Charles. I suppose there was a King George. There have been a number of King Georges, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the whole history of his life has come under scrutiny, and there is a stronger dimension. I felt, anyway, in putting all the pieces together of all of this, that there was a stronger dimension to him. But he is, some people, I guess it depends on your definition of liberal, conservative, or progressive. I don't like the term liberal or progressive because I think they don't stand for what people think they stand for.
Conservative?
No, I don't like conservative. I think I'm a conservative because I'm trying to save. So I think being a conservative is all about saving. And people say, well, it's worth saving the values. Nah, I'm not buying that. I don't know what the appropriate, I say right of center and left of center, but I don't even know if that's good, if that makes any sense. There are a lot of people who have said about him he's much more free thinking than his mother was, whatever the heck that means. Does that change the monarchy? I think the people in England so like the monarchy, they don't really care what the political view, and you don't really hear it anyway. You didn't really know what Elizabeth's point of view was, right? Did you?
I didn't. No, and I think that was the plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So let's see here. Looking at all the people. So after Charles, it's Prince William, and after Prince William, it's Prince George.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the way it looks at the moment, anyway. Prince Harry and Meghan, they don't want to be a part of it anyway. Although Prince Archie and Lilibet, I'm confused. Are they keeping their titles?
They received those titles are a birthright, and they received those titles based on where they are in line. As soon as Queen Elizabeth II died and King Charles ascended the throne.
Okay. All right. Anyway, we don't have to worry about the royals. We have the likes of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. George Stephanopoulos gave an unvarnished take on his Sunday program on ABC. There was a poll done by ABC predicting Donald Trump would win over President Joe Biden. And the poll, according to Stephanopoulos, was quote-unquote brutal for Biden. He said he had difficulty processing some of the indicators of Trump's strength in the survey. And I find this we're a year and a half away from the election, but people still think this has value. I don't think it has any value at all. But it's interesting to talk about. The poll shows that Biden would lose to Trump 49% to 42%. 18%, listen to this, this is maybe the most significant. 18% of the voters who said they would vote for Trump thought he ought to be held criminally responsible for trying to overturn the election in 2020. So I'll just shake this out in case you didn't get the drift here. 18% of the people who said they'd vote for him think that he was criminally responsible for trying to overturn the election. And you still think you ought to vote?
Well, but that goes along the lines of we as a society are no longer really voting somebody into office. We are voting to keep someone else out of office. So if they feel that way about Donald Trump, that he should have been held liable, accountable, arrested, all of that stuff, and they would still vote for him, that means that is how low they feel about everybody else, all of the other candidates, that is the best option.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? When you think about it, think about that for a second.
Heartbreaking that we do not have any really good qualified candidates that we feel good about voting somebody into office. We just have to suck it up, Buttercup, and vote to keep other people out.
And you know what? We have nobody to blame for this but ourselves because we keep paying attention to the garbage. I was talking to a fellow who runs News Nation, which in my mind is the best of all of the network news feeds at the moment, and just thinking about it, he was a fellow. As a kid growing up, he used to listen to me in Cincinnati when I was on the air there, and so he's sort of come out of the woodwork, and we had a great conversation about what it is that goes on these networks and how completely irresponsible and unreliable they are on both sides. It's just garbage, garbage in, garbage out. And so he's trying to, through that network, create a sense of this is really what's going on. He's got some very strong anchors. Banfield and Cuomo are people who have a lot to, you know, a lot of experiences that have led to them being at least someone that you can. Cuomo's changed a lot, frankly. I watch him often and find his approach now much different than it was on CNN. And he'd be happy to tell you that he was doing what CNN told him to do, which tells you something. CNN is the worst, 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 worst. And Fox, a close second as far as I'm concerned. So if you're interested in finding out, if you haven't seen it yet, you might just want to check out News Nation and see what they offer in terms of keeping up with the news. 48 after, this is Good Day.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Tuesday, the 9th of May. Jay Kirshner and I are now focused on your food. The website Food Farm Family contains all of the information we pass along on the air, plus recordings of our American Family Farmer program every week. Here's today's recall, Jay. It is a discontinuation, actually, of a specific at-home test. For microbiology, what is this for? This is SD Biocenter.
Test.
Is that COVID test?
Yeah.
It's
it's microbial contamination in the liquid buffer solution. So that's caused a recall of COVID tests.
Ha ha! Nothing to eat. Good. Come on, at this point in time. Although I did meet somebody, one of the ladies that works in the store. On the farm here, had a really bad bout with COVID. Like, she was sick, really sick, for 2 weeks. And she'd had the shots and all of that stuff. I think it's almost indiscriminate now. Whatever, you know, whoever gets COVID, it's hard to figure, right?
Well,
it's hard to figure why.
And the strains, and I know that at Cleveland Clinic, you don't have to wear a mask when you go into the hospital anymore. It's pretty much, yeah, all of those are being lifted. But I had a couple of the shots, and I have had COVID twice. The first time, I would have known I had COVID had my son not been sick, and I tested myself before taking him to urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still worked through it and everything, and that was in June of last year. And then in October of last year, I was out for 2 weeks. I had never been so sick in my life. I almost went to the hospital. It was absolutely awful. Yeah. And it was just two total polar opposites.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So be careful of these tests because you can get sick from taking the test, too. Burger King says they're going to close 400 stores by the end of the year. This is a company owned by Restaurant Brands International, an English company. And they have announced the news. Telling investors things are tough all over. There are too many fast food chains, right? And many of them are much better than either Burger King or McDonald's. Frankly, the food is better You get, I think,
well,
as much
quality
as...
quality control. Locations are the exact same. Sometimes you have a really good Burger King down the road, and then another, mm-hmm. you stop at a different location, and it is just trash.
Dirty. Ugh, awful. All right, let's go over to McDonald's here. 300 minors. No, not the guys on the ground. These are people underage, according to the Department of Labor. 300 youngsters working at three different McDonald's franchises. So they're going after them. Now, most of the McDonald's are owned by independent franchisees. They're not owned by the company, although there are some now. The company, the headquarters, the main company owns some. But then there are a lot of operators around. This is in Louisville, Kentucky. Is that okay? So you're supposed to be 16 years of age. If somebody's 14 or 15, why would they not be allowed to work? I don't get what's the
well,
problem.
Well, it's also
with that,
what right they here. Are working. Some of you have to be at least 16 to do the deep fryer and stuff, and a lot of these kids were.
What were under 16?
Doing working the deep fryer.
But what's the arbitrary the number? The arbitrary. I remember encountering this a little bit. I paid no attention to it because I've been working since I was making money since I was 8 years old. Working on the farm, I never, somebody asked me once, did I have a, I think a permit or something. They would give you a work permit.
Yeah, work permit that had to be signed by a parent or legal guardian.
Yeah, I never had that. Come on, go to work.
Did you work until 2 a.m. on school night at 10 years old because
no.
these kids were?
Is that what they were doing? Really?
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay. Well, that would be a problem. But what's, back to, it isn't McDonald's fault, really. It's the franchisee. What kind of responsible or what kind of irresponsible owner would have a youngster that age working until 2 o'clock in the morning? That's and by the way, where are the parents? Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home?
Well, and it's not like they were hidden in the back or something. Some of these children, they were at the drive-thru.
Right.
They were taking orders, doing drive-thru stuff where they could easily be seen. So it wasn't like they were trying to be sneaky about it.
No. Well, it's the other side of that coin is very hard to get people to work, no matter what the business, no matter what the industry, no matter what. It's just hard to find people to do work. Good, responsible people. So, yeah, I see that. I get it. All right. So, I'm taking care of Food, Farm, and Family. Go to the website, foodfarmfamily.com, if you please. 59 after the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.